I want to introduce our guest speaker, Keith Hoyt. He is, you'll have a chance to clap for him when he, in just a moment. He's originally from Weipe, Idaho, the great country of Weipe. He met his wife at chiropractic school, is that right? And they've been married for how many years? 37. Because he told our secretary he was 42. 37 seemed like 42. It was so... They met at 42. Okay, anyway, something like that. He's still practicing chiropractic, right? Here as a chiropractor in Moscow, I believe. Is that correct? Okay. He received his first Gideon Bible when he was 10 years old. 10 years old in 1947. Now, Gideon's just started giving out Bibles to fifth and above school in 1946. So he was amongst one of the very first that got a Bible from those that went to school. Nowadays, it's very difficult to do that, I think. It's a little more difficult. You have to be off school grounds and all of that in order to give out those Bibles. But I can't. It's amazing that back in 1947, he got his very first one when he was 10 years of age. 10 years later, in 1957, he was 20 years old. He received another Gideon's Bible while he was at basic training with the Air Force. And in the 6 weeks while he was in basic training, he led 19 other people to the Lord. Isn't that awesome? My gosh. He's been a Gideon since 1987 for the last 35 years. By the way, Gideon's was founded back in 1899. You know, they started giving out, I think they started giving out Bibles to the military back in 1941, just before Pearl Harbor. Isn't that amazing? They're named the Gideons after Gideon in Judges 6 and 7. Their logo is a clay pot with the flames coming out. Remember the sword of the Lord and of Gideon? They broke that clay pot and the light shine out, and the Midianites began to just kind of kill each other, and God won the victory with just 300. It was a powerful, powerful, powerful story. And their scripture is Matthew 28:19, which we have back at our very back as you leave here. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. I love it. I love it. Do you realize they give out about 70 million Bibles a year? As I was reading, they give out a Bible. A Gideon Bible is given out every 2 seconds of every day. Isn't that incredible? Amen. Give it up, if you will, for Keith Hoyt. Come on up.
Thank you. God bless you. Wow. He did a great job. I'll go home on that. The whole building came down. Lyman Garrison was an iron worker in Arkansas, and his journey to God began when a 60-foot building that he was working on collapsed. It killed a couple of his other workers, broke his back and his right leg in a number of places. And he thought about calling on God to help him, but then he remembered he'd made so many promises to God that he didn't follow through. And so he thought, if I die and go to hell, it's what I deserve. But they took him to the hospital, and he couldn't sleep because of so much pain. And his wife reached over on the table next to the bed where there was a Gideon-placed Bible, and she started reading to him. And as she read and he listened, he could hear the Lord speaking to him, "I've said to you these things, and that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation." That was mentioned earlier. "But take heart, I have overcome the world." He wanted that peace, and he yielded his heart to the Lord, and he lived. He not only lived, but he wanted to serve God by preaching the gospel all over the world. He pastored 8 churches, holding many revivals, untold number of people came to know the Lord. Praise God for the word. I'm excited to see the word be in the center today. Amen. The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. And as Pastor said, Isaiah 55:11, so is my word that goes out. It will not return void, but will accomplish what I've ordained it to.
Amen.
Now, how did that Bible get there? You know, it's just it's amazing. And this started with two men that were traveling businessmen. And they were coming to a place called Buskopol, Wisconsin. And this was in 1898. And God knew what he was doing, because that weekend was the Lumberman's Convention and all the hotels were full. So in the Central House Hotel, these two men shared a room. They had their own bed, but they shared a room. And they prayed with each other. They found that they were Christians. And they read the Bible together. They prayed. They talked about faith. And they said, you know, it would be a really wise idea if we formed some kind of organization where our businessmen, Christian businessmen, could get together in their travels and encourage each other in faith. And because there's a lot of temptations out there when you're traveling. And so from those two men starting that association, which later became known as the Gideons, and in 10 years later, it's kind of amazing how 10-year leaps take place, but 10 years later, at a ministerial convention, there was a Presbyterian pastor who said, you know, I think the churches ought to take up a collection and give it to Gideons so they can buy Bibles, to put Bibles in every hotel in this town.
Amen.
And that was kind of the beginnings of it. Would you believe Superior, Montana, 1908, the first Bible in the hotel? How many of you have seen a Gideon placed Bible in the hotels? Yes. We get literally thousands of testimonies, many of them where people were going to commit suicide and they checked in to check out. And there was a Bible and they started reading. And God, the Holy Spirit. Now, you talk about having great coaches. Holy Spirit is a great coach. And that's the winning team. Yes. So, now, it just still fascinates me. When you choose to partner with the Gideons, your church joins more than 250,000 missionaries serving in your community and around the world. Together, we share more than 1 million copies of God's Word every 7 days in hotels, schools, hospitals, and more. Personal witnessing. And Brother Phil mentioned the military, and thanks for giving my history, so I won't have to do that. But about 3 months ago, we got a phone call. My wife answered, and he says, hello, this is Bruce Warzel. And he told her his story. After basic training, I was a jet engine mechanic, and stationed at Ardmore, Oklahoma. And Bruce was telling her, I used to walk by Keith's room, and he's a weird duck. Instead of going to the club or carousing or whatever, he'd be sitting in there either writing letters or reading his Bible.
Wow.
He said, I got to find out what this guy's got up. And so long story short, he came and we talked, and I took him to church with me, and he'd never been to church before. He
It was funny to hear him tell Joanne. He said, I was that tousle head, know-nothing kid from Pennsylvania. And she happened to be from Pennsylvania also. But anyway, and so led him to the Lord. It literally changed his mind, his life. And so we made a trip this September and October to visit some of my old Air Force buddies. And it was just such a joy to see what God has done. Remember, we have the coach and the team leader, amen, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We're just the players that He puts us out here to do. And so back in the 50s, they were deactivating bases, and I was sent to Japan, and Bruce was sent to Philippines. And in December of 59, I had the opportunity to fly down there and visit him in the Philippines. And fortunately, it's beautiful how God choreographs things. Just outside of his base was a missionary that connected with him. This is how the Lord works. And continued to nurture him in the Lord and living a spiritual life. And when he got out, went back home, instead of going back to Pennsylvania, he went to Missouri, where this missionary's favorite pastor was. And he went to Bible school. And when we visited them, it was amazing to me to visit his family. And here's his son, big. No, it seems like my Air Force buddies are getting old. They're in their 80s. But so here came his big strapping son and shook my hand and he said, if it weren't for you, I wouldn't be here. Because when Bruce got out of the service, instead of going back home, he went to Missouri, went to Bible school. That's where he met his wife. And to see the outwork, his son is at three churches that he's the music electronics guy, and just his whole family is serving the Lord and many lives that he's touched. And so then we visit another one who was Charlie. Charlie Stroud is from North Carolina, and we were stationed together in Japan, and he was having some problems. And you know, I whip out my concealed carry. The sword of the Lord, and was able to nurse. When he called about Christmas time, was that when he called us, Joe? And he said, Keith really helped me. Well, it's God helped him. He just used me to do that. But it was a joy to see how Charlie, when he got out, he went back to North Carolina, and he became joined with the Baptist men's disaster relief team, and did a lot of, he cooked a lot of meals for a lot of people. And the people that he's led, when we visited his church, it was amazing how many, literally hundreds of lives he's touched. So, you know, we do the sowing and God does the growing.
Amen.
So that little testament does a big work. Yeah. And then I got a text from, you know, friends text you. I got a text from Paul Castell. And Paul Castell was a big barrel-chested man, and he sang like Caruso. And so there in Japan, at the chapel, I'd play the piano, and he'd sing in that piano, literally. But one of my fellow airmen was due to rotate back to the States, and he'd been teaching Japanese students on Sunday afternoons, teaching English, and asked if I'd take over. So I did. And it was exciting because I'd never done that before. But for the first hour, we used the NHK radio textbook they could listen to during the week, and we'd work on their pronunciation. And then the second hour, we used the Japanese English bilingual Gideon Bible and had a Bible study. So I got to be a missionary at Uncle Sam's expense. That was great. But So I introduced Paul to this beautiful young college Japanese girl. She was a wonderful gal. And they got married while they were there. They were married 60 years, but Paul texted me. He said, "My beloved went home to be with the Lord." He says, "You know, God gave me a vision." She was there, and our three children. They had two children that died prematurely, and one he named after me, and my first son I named Paul. Anyway, he was coming home. He had gotten a music scholarship. He was coming home and was killed. Coming home from the university, he was killed in a car accident. But Paul said, here was Takako-san, her mom and dad, and our three boys, home with Jesus. Amen. He said, but it still hurts. Yeah. And so we stopped and visited him in Dallas, Texas. And what did he do? When he got out of the service, he went to work for computer stuff, and then he became a minister and pastored church. And it just was amazing to see how the Word of God accomplishes great things. Now, if those folks could be here, they would thank you, because it's people like you that give generously to provide funds for procuring the scriptures. And I think I have 15 minutes, and I could take 15 hours to tell other things, but it's just amazing, yet to me, how God can use anybody that is willing to yield. Now, people ask me different questions, usually three questions. Who are the Gideons? What do they do? And how can we help? Well, I've already told you a little bit about who we are and what we do. We're Christian business and professional men that have a purpose of leading men and women, boys and girls, to the Lord Jesus Christ through personal witness and placing the scriptures in schools and hospitals and jails. And in fact, these Bibles, we are in the hotels for about 6 years. During their six-year lifespan, it's estimated they reach 2,300 people. And then when we replace and put new ones in, we take these, we take the hard cover off so it won't be a weapon, put the soft cover on, and then we give them a life sentence in prison. So their prison work has done marvelously well. In fact, there were two boys. They were brothers. And they got in trouble. But they both got Gideon Bibles given to them. One was by a friend, and the other one was by a prison chaplain. And those boys gave their hearts to the Lord. One of them is a pastor now, and the other one is involved in prison ministry. So, you know, one thing about prison ministry, you have a captive audience when you're teaching them. Now, speaking of prison, you know, this COVID craziness, the country of Australia was locked down. But God's not been locked down. It was amazing how when the people would come back, the citizens coming back to Australia, they had to be quarantined for 14 days in the hotel. And that 14 days in the hotel, many of them came to know the Lord. God is not locked down. So, how am I doing on time, Joe? Okay. All right. Now, by the way, I showed this scripture to one of the brethren we were talking with earlier. It happened to be a Russian one. Do you know that history, 1991, we got to go into Russia and In that time, that was our greatest field because people were so hungry for the word. They hadn't had it for 70 years. And it was great. Now, we are in, I'll wear this tie when I do this, because we're in 200 countries and territories around the world. And have the scriptures in 95 languages. Now, we give out here at WSU a couple of years ago, we gave out 5,000 and some scriptures. But the kids were going along like this, you know, with their phones. And I said, hey, here's a text from your Creator. He says He loves you. That's really nice. Here in front, it shows you help with problems, help with life problems. And in the back, it has a GPS. It tells you where you are, where you need to go, and how to get there. We call it God's plan of salvation, a GPS. Now, there are countries that we have Gideons in, and this is the beautiful thing of it is, the Gideons is a missionary arm of the church, and just as the arm can't function without the body, so we can't do our work of giving scriptures out with you, without you, the body of Christ, in helping. And we have Gideons in places where it's dangerous to give out the word. And so they have come out with this little thing here called the app. Okay? And they can click on their phone and it brings up in their language. And my wife and I had the privilege of going down to Guatemala. In fact, we had a wonderful mission trip there, and the host, Victor Ovalle, is a Quiche Indian that led her to the Lord 40-some years ago in Spanish. It was amazing. But he spoke Quiche, Quechiquel, and Spanish, and he took us up into the mountains where they don't speak Spanish, and he was driving along, and his phone rang, and I said, you've got service up here in the mountains? He said, yeah, all over Guatemala. I said, man, I'm from Weipan. We don't have cell service there. That must be really remote. So Joanne showed him this card. And so he pulled his phone out and said, does it have Quiche? It not only had the Quiche language, it had four dialects of it. And the neat thing of it is people bring it up. And there's, like I say, there's places where we can't go to give Bibles, but we can slip these in. And I heard a report over the radio a few weeks ago when some of these terrorists, the first thing to do is grab the people's phones because they know that the Bible's getting through to them. Praise God. We need to pray for our brothers and sisters that are being persecuted around the world. And that is one way that you can help, which back to three things again. How can we help? One of the greatest way you can help is to pray. Pray for us. We have it made here. Our Canadian brothers are running into problems. And it soon may be here. Tribulation will come. But pray for the persecuted. Pray for the safety of our brothers that are giving out the scriptures. And this has been a great tool. Now, another way you can help is be one of us. Oh, yes. If you are a born-again Christian, and I don't know what kind of Christian there really is, but if you're a born-again Christian, professional or businessman, member in good standing of a local evangelical church, you're welcome to join our group. If you have a heart for winning souls to the Lord, it gives you a whole new avenue of ways to witness and work. And then another way, you may have seen these out in the foyer out front. This talks about sharing God's word. And so another way you can help is through giving. Now, all the money that is donated goes for publishing printing and delivering the Word of God, the whole Bible or the Testaments. And if you didn't come prepared to give today with this, there is an envelope, and you can... Now, for those of you online, the address is the Palouse Hills Camp, Gideon's International. Here it is. Post Office Box 8553, Moscow, Idaho, 83843. So a good way for you to be able to give and help support this great work. And think it went from those two men to over 250,000 of us serving God. God knew what he was doing. I want to thank you for the opportunity, Pastor. And as a matter of fact, I have one other way you can give. And these are cards. These are Christian greeting cards. You get them for free. And there's an envelope here. And what you can do is write in there on the envelope and send the... and it tells, you know, $5. Five Bibles for $25. 25 Bibles for $150. You know, the hotel Bibles are $5 a piece. The Testaments are about $1.30. And you can put your information in who you want one of these cards sent to in memory of a loved one that's passed away. I have heard so many reports. In fact, there was one of our brethren in Colorado that was at a meeting and found out that his friend's son was killed. He was only 37. And so he sent him an in-memory card placing Bibles in honor of him. And later when they met in Kentucky, they hugged, they cried. And then Walt said, "It's okay, brother. There were 850 Bibles altogether placed for Craig." And he said, "His witness goes on. It goes on." So these are free to you. They're for all different kinds of things. And this is on your special day, graduation. In fact, last year, I gave my wife one for Valentine's Day. I placed Bible. And she said, "That's the best Valentine I'd ever got." It's coming up tomorrow, gentlemen. So in closing, this one is in recognition. And so to dear Pastor Phil and staff and congregation, thank you for your love of the Lord, your faithfulness in serving Him, and for the privilege and opportunity to share with you what God is doing around the world in winning kingdom souls into the kingdom. Five Bibles are placed in recognition of your support. You want to come? Thank you.
Well, Keith, thank you so much, man. So, that's
God
awesome.
God bless you.
Come on down here. We want to pray for you.
Okay.
If you wouldn't mind, I'm just going to take a moment. Thank you, Keith, for Keith and his wife. What was your name again?
Joanne.
Let's pray for them. If you don't mind, if you want to gather around, that's fine, or just reach your hands out. Keith, how old are you?
84.
84 years young. He's new every day. He's new every day.
I'll be 85 this year.
85, and look at the fire and zeal inside of his heart.
Amen.
Father, we just thank you for the man of God and his lovely bride. We thank you, Lord, for the passion that resides inside. That, Lord, he's still fired up for you, and he's giving out your word. The organization he belongs to here, Lord, gives him out every 2 seconds. And the word of God we know changes lives. And we thank you, Lord, and we pray that the fire that would reside in him until the very, very end, Lord, because he's passionate for you. Open up doors for him, Lord, and let him continue to speak his heart's content about how good the Lord is. And Lord, as he gives out Bible, as he gives out Bibles, let him enjoy brightening up the lives of everyone he touches. Bless them now, Lord. And we thank you for their zeal, their enthusiasm, and their example. Bless them, Lord, in all they do. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Give him a hand. Well, again, Keith, thank you so very, very much. I just want to thank you all for being here. Remember, get into the Word so that the Word can get into you, right? So set your sights right now. Make a covenant. Make a commitment to the Lord right now. I'm going to read the Bible, Lord. I'm going to get on that reading schedule, and I'm going to get through it. And next year, we're going to be up here all together, and we're going to have a great big family photo. Amen. Father, thank you for this great people. Let them know they're absolutely incredible and that we love them so very, very much, Lord. Bless them now and let them eat well, Lord, during the Super Bowl. In Jesus' name, amen. Love you guys. God bless you. Dismissed.